Welcome back to the Zcast podcast. It is January 2nd, 2026, and we are analyzing the metrics from yesterday's Zcash network activity. Trinity, looking at the data for 2026-0102, we didn't just see a spike in volume, we saw an absolute explosion, particularly driven by large entities.
That is an understatement, Neo. The raw numbers are staggering. We saw nearly 1 million ZEC transferred, 979,000 ZEC to be precise, up from roughly 294,000 ZEC the day prior. That is over a 230% increase in transactional volume. When you translate that into fiat value, that's over $513 million moved in a single 24-hour period. What drove this kind of velocity?
The throughput structure points directly towards massive whale movements, likely institutional or exchange rebalancing, rather than broad organic adoption growth. If we look at the transaction size category counts, the number of whale transactions jumped sharply from 1,031 the previous day to 1,294. Similarly, large transactions grew by nearly 50%. The overall transaction count increased robustly, but the disproportionate increase in the upper echelon strongly suggests custodians were at work. This leads us directly into the primary anomaly of the day, the fee structure.
Ah, the fee structure. This is where the term anomaly almost fails to capture the scale of distortion. While our median transaction fee remains stable, hovering right around 0.05 USD, the average transaction fee skyrocketed to over 6,500 USD.
Exactly. This is textbook mean distortion. The median fee confirms that for the typical Zcash user, transaction costs remained negligible and consistent. However, the maximum fee recorded yesterday was over $26.2 million.
$26 million for a single transaction fee? Neo, that has to be either a significant operational error or an unprecedented, highly unusual custodial agreement. It completely invalidates the average fee as a useful metric for network health, but it does confirm the scale of capital that was moving.
Precisely. We must treat that $26 million fee as an outlier event. It is unlikely to represent systemic fee inflation. It is either a fat finger error on a massive eight-figure transaction, or perhaps a complex multi-input-output transaction involving extremely high-value collateral movement where a non-standard fee was paid. Regardless of the cause, it dominated the total value statistics and confirmed the presence of extraordinarily large capital flows on the transparent layer.
Let's shift focus to the core Zcash value proposition, privacy. Given the huge surge in transparent activity, how did shielding behavior hold up?
This is where we see the strain. While total network activity soared, shielding engagement contracted in both absolute and relative terms. Yesterday, we saw 185 shielded transactions, down from 219 the day before. More critically, the percentage of shielded transactions dropped significantly, falling from 3.81% to 2.63%. This is inversely correlated with the massive transparent volume spike.
So institutional movement overwhelmed the typical user shielding behavior.
That's the interpretation. When exchanges or large funds move ZEC, as they appear to have done yesterday, they almost universally use transparent addresses for operational transparency, and often due to regulatory constraints or audit trails. This dilutes the relative percentage of privacy-preserving behavior, even if the absolute number of people using the shield pool remains consistent, or in our case, slightly decreased.
And concerning the net privacy flow, are users still de-shielding more than shielding?
Yes, but the trend has moderately improved. We still recorded a net negative privacy flow of approximately 524 ZEC leaving the shield pool, meaning more ZEC moved from shielded addresses to transparent addresses than vice versa. However, this is a significant improvement over the previous day's net outflow of 1,159 ZEC. The volume of ZEC shielded actually saw a slight drop, but the volume of ZEC de-shielded dropped much faster, narrowing that net negative gap.
So the overall activity is highly volatile, driven by massive external forces, but the underlying privacy usage, while lagging, is showing slightly healthier net flow dynamics, even if the raw engagement is down. Let's look at the size of the shielded transactions themselves.
That's a key observation. While the count of shielded transactions decreased, the median absolute value shielded increased from roughly 3.75 ZEC to 6.26 ZEC. Fewer transactions, but they are larger in size. This suggests that while casual shielding may have paused amidst the market volume, the users committed to leveraging privacy are moving larger amounts of capital. This provides some counter-signal resilience to the drop in transaction count.
To synthesize, Neo, we are looking at a Zcash network that experienced dramatic volatility yesterday. Network health is robust in terms of throughput capacity, confirmed by the stable median fees. However, institutional and whale activity, evidenced by the $26 million fee anomaly and the massive transfer volume, completely dictated the daily statistics, causing a temporary but steep drop in the percentage of privacy utilization.
That summarizes it perfectly. The network served its function exceptionally well under extreme stress and volume, but the data clearly indicates that the drivers of that volume were transparent whales, reinforcing the need for continuous advocacy and engineering to make shielded transactions the default, even for institutional actors, to mitigate these dips in privacy percentage.
An insightful analysis, as always. That wraps up our technical review for today. Thank you for tuning in to the Zcast podcast. We will be back tomorrow with fresh metrics.